Emily smiled at her daughter as she nervously and excitedly paced back and forth in the small room. Her white flower girl dress billowed around her with every step, her black combat boots peeking out from under the hem as she walked. She refused to have her hair styled and the long, dark blonde locks cascaded down her back in artful disarray. The blue bandage on her elbow stood out brightly against the white of her dress, not quite covering all the scrapes she'd gotten that morning after falling on the sidewalk in front of the church. She'd been running around like the wild little girl she was and had tripped. Luckily, Coach was there to pick her up and find a Skylanders bandage in the church's first aid kit.
"She's beautiful,"
Rain murmured from next to Emily, obviously also watching the little girl. Emily turned her head to look at her friend. She wasn't sure how close their friendship would be when she'd first met the other woman, but now she couldn't imagine her life without Rain in it. It was amazing how quickly her circle of friends was growing. She could talk to Rain concerning her worries about Fletch and his job as a Delta Force operative, and now that Coach had a serious girlfriend, they had another person in their fold as well. Harley was a video game designer, and she'd easily won over Annie with her computer geek speak. Emily had a feeling Annie would be wanting to follow in the other woman's footsteps when she got older, if she didn't become a soldier. Mary was also a frequent visitor to their house. She was a bit brash, but it wasn't hard to see it was all a front and that she was hiding a lot of emotions beneath her gruff exterior. But she loved Rain unconditionally and would staunchly defend her against any slights. That made Emily love her all the more. All three women were currently in the room with her. As her bridesmaids, it was their job to keep Fletch away so he didn't see Emily before the ceremony. And he'd tried 3 times. The first was when they'd arrived at the church. They'd piled out of the limo after getting their hair done at a fancy salon, and Annie had spotted Fletch first. She'd screamed his name and had torn off toward him, her arms outstretched. Mary had grabbed Emily's arm, swung her around in an Oscar-worthy move, and shoved her back into the limo before Emily even knew what was happening. "What are you doing out here?" Rain demanded, her body blocking the door to the limo that Emily had just disappeared into. "You know you aren't allowed to see Emily before the ceremony."
"Hey, ladies,"
Fletch drawled, holding Annie in his arms on his hip.
"I just wanted to make sure you got here all right without any issues."
"We're here and we're good," Mary told him. "So you can just go wherever and let us get inside and continue getting ready."
"It was so boring," Annie declared. "All Mommy did was sit there and sit there and sit there while the lady played with her hair." Fletch chuckled and kissed Annie's temple.
"She did, huh? What about you?"
The little girl shook her head vigorously and repeated, "It was boring." "She tried," Harley commented. "But even I have to admit, it was boring." Fletch took a step to the side, but Mary copied his movements, blocking his view of Emily. Even though there wasn't a chance in hell he'd be able to see anything past the deeply tinted windows on the vehicle. Rain reached out for Annie and told Fletch, "Go on now. We have things to do. You'll see Emily soon enough." Annie allowed the other woman to take her out of Fletch's arms, but wiggled in Rain's grasp. She put the little girl down and everyone smiled as she raced off toward the church, yelling Coach's name. The second time Fletch had tried to sneak in to see Emily, Harley caught him. He was lurking outside the room where they were getting makeup applied, trying to get a glimpse of his fiancée. She slammed the door in his face and made all the women laugh. The third time, Annie caught him. He'd been inside the women's restroom, waiting for Emily to need to use the facilities so he could sneak a peek, and probably a kiss or two. By then, the little girl had caught on to his game and had screeched in mock fright and pushed him out of the room, her little hands on his butt as she scolded him. Now it was 20 minutes until the ceremony was supposed to start. They were all dressed, made up, and were simply killing time.